The U.S. Air Force has said that the Burlington International Airport, which is the host runway for the Vermont Air National Guard, is its preferred location to base up to 24 F-35 fighter jets. Opponents say the planes are too noisy and will cause other problems. While exploring the legal implications of the F-35 debate, City Attorney Eileen Blackwood discovered that Burlington was not insured against lawsuits stemming from airport-related issues. On Friday, the city purchased a policy that insures the city for up to $5 million in the event of a lawsuit. Progressive members of the City Council prepared two resolutions opposing hosting the planes at the airport, but discussion was delayed due to the lack of liability insurance. Ward 3 Progressive Vince Brennan says he's excited the two resolutions can now come to the table.
The first one is basically, as the landlords of the Burlington International Airport, we have the ability to restrict various activities that any tenant may enter into an agreement on a lease basis. Similar to a landlord in an apartment would say no pets, we're actually saying no F-35s. And that's the first resolution, plain and simple, no F-35s from this point forward.
Brennan adds that the second resolution will only be brought forward if the first is defeated.
The second resolution, which tends to be the compromise resolution, is basically requesting that no F-35s be put during this first round of basing. The federal government is planning to buy close to 1,800 of these F-35s, and they really haven't been a proven plane up to this point. And because Burlington and the surrounding communities, the population is so dense, we just feel that having the bugs worked out of a plane and have a proven plane would be a better fit later on.
City Council President Joan Shannon is working on scheduling a public meeting for October 28th to debate the F-35s and vote on the resolutions. Shannon says adding the issue to their next meeting on Monday is impractical.
The meeting this coming Monday will have five charter changes proposed relating to gun issues. And there are hundreds of people who will probably be coming to try to speak to us about the gun issues. So if you combine that with all of the people that are interested in the F-35 issue, we might not adjourn our meeting until the wee hours of the morning if we were to do that. They're both very important issues. They deserve our full attention, and we need to be able to deliberate on them separately. I mean, if we didn't have a big issue on the agenda for the 21st, we would just put it on the agenda for the 21st, but not the way the agenda is looking right now.
A final decision on basing the planes is expected from the Air Force on or about November 4th. That concerns Counselor Vince Brennan.
We're pushing right towards the end of the 30-day period, and even if we prevail on either of the resolutions, the mayor still has the ability to veto, although he isn't weighing in at this time on a veto. He could veto the resolution, and most likely there wouldn't be enough time to call another meeting and come back and see if we have the votes to override that veto, which I think is very, very unfortunate that activities pushed us to the brink of the end of the 30-day period.
The liability insurance covers any issue regarding the airport, not just the F-35 debate. City Attorney Eileen Blackwood was unavailable to comment this morning, but according to vtdigger.org, she will release her legal opinion this week on the city's potential liability if the F-35s are based in Burlington. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.